You know, I'm glad you called because there's a question that came up. And you told me about this before. I don't know if I can find the emails associated with it. The discussion came up once again about where the term remote viewing originated.
It originated with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you told me last time we talked was you and Janet Mitchell and Carlos Osos and Gertrude Smiler were debating about what to call it, and there was some discussion.
I said this was trying to see what the weather was like in distant cities, and I said those are remote, so we should call it remote viewing because it's not the same as doing clairvoyance to the next room or so forth. So they didn't like the remote viewing thing, so they we almost went with remote sensing.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, well, I get visuals. So they tried to talk about a number of other terms, and then they finally all decided it should be remote viewing.
Okay, I got the impression.
It's not a fucking term, and anybody who tries to wiggle out of it is just a freak.
Well, from our last conversation, I got the impression that you said that Janet Mitchell was the one that actually came up with the term, but apparently not, huh?
Well, I had instructed her using the word. I said, Janet, let's do this. Find a remote city that's remote enough
mm-hmm.
that it can't be in New Jersey because we could sense the weather there. So it has to be remote. So the term remote started up with the mm-hmm. whole experiment.
Mm-hmm. Remote was, of course, yeah, that makes sense.
Remote means far away.
Right.
We were doing distant viewing, and Osis didn't like that because that had Sanskrit. That's a Sanskrit term, or links to Sanskrit. Anyhow, everybody wanted to be the one to find the word, but you know me. May have even said, well, if you can't call it remote viewing, then I don't have the proper process here.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a description of the process, and that's a fucking remote site. Location.
In that previous conversation, you said somebody came up with the idea of remote perception.
Yeah.
And that didn't fly, and I don't remember why you said.
Because perception's not a thing in itself. Perception is a process. And I already knew that from my studying art. It's not a thing. It's a process that begins in the subconscious, sends a pulse up through the liminal threshold, and if the pulse is strong enough, then it will turn into a perception. All perceptions are simulations of what the electronic signals are showing, even our eyesight. We're not looking out there, we're looking at a simulation in our head,
mm-hmm.
a mental image picture.
Yeah, true enough, yeah.
So I knew that, so you can't call it remote perception. I mean, that's a that thing where one word cancels out the other words. People don't know what words are. That's why they fuck around. I complained about that when you were out at SRI. You
gotta
have the right configuration. And the right configuration, if you have it, has to have the right words.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about that. And, of course, that's the big thing in my philosophy courses, particularly amongst the analytic philosophers. You know, it's what words... Semantics actually is very important.
It isn't semantics. Semantics is the argument over what words mean or can mean.
Well, semantics is meaning, but I'm talking about the popular vernacular phrase, oh, that's just semantics. Well, as a matter of fact, that is very important. They're trying to dismiss is actually very important.
That's why the words are important, because words have meanings.
Mm-hmm.
You have to deal with the meanings. You have to have the right meanings.
Yeah.
Remote, there's only one word that means remote in English, and that's, you could say far away, viewing, the distant viewing, and so forth and so on, but actually it's remote from the viewer. Anyhow, the first remote viewing experiment took place on December 7th, I think, 1971, and it was cataloged as remote viewing.
I think that's in your real story, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Nobody bothers to read my real story.
Oh, yes, they do.
They do not.
They do, too. But anyway, are you going to get more chapters on it? There's a number of us waiting for more chapters.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm only one man, and I'm sick now.
Yeah.
So we do one thing at a time.
Okay.